Well, good morning. Good to see you all. If you are a visitor here, it's particularly good to see you. Said no, we're not usually like this. And there we go. So this has been a great week, and I want to offer my personal thanks to all who have been involved. It's been a great team. It's been a big team. A big team gets involved, and you do excellent work. And it really is. I know of many, many churches that would be so envious of the people, the number of people, and the talented people that we have who get involved. And so thank you so much. And again, Andy and Nikki, thank you so much for all your hard work and organisation. There is a notice sheet with all the notices on, for not only for this week, but throughout the month of August. That will be at the back, or probably in the foyer this morning. One notice that I forgot to put on there was that we are going away as a family on next Saturday for 2 weeks, so the 6th to the 20th of August. So we won't be around if for any reason you need us at that point. There will be other elders around. Good. Well, let me tell you what I've been doing. While you've been doing Holiday Bible Club this week, I've been busy doing something, and I want to show you what that is this morning. Because I thought it'd be really good to do something with my hands, something creative, to make something. I wanted to make something with my hands. So, here it is. This is what I've made with my hands. Not the sheet, obviously. Something underneath the sheet. What do you think might be under the sheet? Anyone got any ideas? What's under the sheet? What do you think? Yes. You think it's a chair? Any other possibilities? Wheelbarrow could be, that would be really useful. Why didn't I think of a wheelbarrow? Any other suggestions? Toilet. No, I could have made a toilet for our toilet twinning project, couldn't I? But no, I didn't do that. Okay, do you want to see what it is? Do you want to see? Okay, here we go. I have to make sure I don't knock it over, actually. There we go. I made that. I know what you're thinking. You can't, some of you can't see, can you? Feel free to stroll down and have a look. I know what you're thinking. How did it take me all week to make it? Well, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So it took me a while to make it. And I've not actually tried it out yet. But it's going to be so comfortable. And I'm just I've been so busy, I've not had a chance to sit down on it. But I'm just waiting. I'm just going to be... It's just going to be amazing! I'm really looking forward to trying it out later. That'll be great. Now, all week long, you have been doing... looking at different people, different heroes of faith, haven't you? And we see these people up on the boards here. The heroes of faith that you've been looking at through the week. These people were able to do amazing things. And they're able to do amazing things not because they were Superman. Because remember, Superman's not real, really, is he? But these people were real. And they were able to do amazing things not because of their superpowers, but because they trusted in God. All these people, Hezekiah, Elijah, Rahab, ordinary David, and Esther. Now, you know, there's a whole chapter in the New Testament that is devoted to heroes. A whole part of the Bible given to heroes of the faith. It's called Hebrews chapter 11. It's just a couple of chapters back from where that memory verse is, interestingly. And it lists loads of men and women who did all kinds of amazing things that God asked them to do. They endured terrible situations. They did heroic exploits. Or they perhaps led out in battle, or some people just had to wait patiently for what God had promised. And these are all those people listed in that chapter. Some of them you'll recognize, some of them you'll be thinking, who's that? But did you see one or two names up there that you'll recognize from the week? Did you spot any? Who spotted a name from the week? Rahab, yes. Anybody else? David, yeah. Excellent. So these people, they were hearers of faith. But again and again it says in that passage, by faith. It was by faith that they were able to do these amazing things. And let me read to you what it says. I'm reading this from a children's Bible. And it says this, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. Through their faith, these people, and more, he didn't even have time to mention, he says, through their faith they defeated kingdoms. They did what was right and received what God promised. They shut the mouths of lions. They stopped great fires and were saved from being killed with swords. They were weak and yet were made strong. They were powerful in battle and defeated other armies. Women received their dead relatives raised back to life. Others were tortured and refused to accept their freedom. They did this so they could be raised from death to a better life. Some were laughed at and beaten. Others were tied and put into prison. They were killed with stones and they were cut in half. They were killed with swords. Some wore the skins of sheep and goats. They were poor, abused, and treated badly. The world was not good enough for them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the earth. All these people are commended for their faith. They are known for their faith. It was all by faith, you see. And at the start of that chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, it says this. What is faith? Well, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's believing things that we can't see, things that God has told us about we can't actually see. You see, we can't actually see God himself, can we? We can't see him. He's invisible. And yet God in his word has told us he is there and he's interested in us. And so we believe him. And more than that, they believed what he'd said to them. These people believed what God had said to them. They believed his promises, even though they didn't receive them right away. They were sure of the things they hoped for, the things God promised them. So they all had faith. You know, they all believed. Just like these people you've been looking at this week, they all believed. But you know, faith is a funny thing. Some people say, all you need is faith. All you need is just to believe and that's fine. But you know, faith is funny, isn't it? Because you can believe all kinds of things. And is it all right? Does it matter what you believe strongly? It doesn't make them true or not, does it? The things that you believe. Think about my chair. Can we go back to my chair? My chair. Hands up if you believe I'll be able to sit on it in comfort. Hands up. One or two at the back. Yeah, more. Wow. Lots of you don't believe that. Why don't you believe I'll be able to sit on my chair? Why don't you think I'll be able to sit on it? Go on, be honest. It looks a bit rubbish. Well, Mark, I know I should come to you for lessons on this sort of thing. But I could be really sure that I can sit on my chair. And that'll be fine, won't it? My faith will help me sit on it, won't it? Is that right? Yes, yes. Shall I try? Yes, I'll try. Shall I try now? Yes. Oh, I'm not sure if I should. Shall I try? Yes. Okay, I'm going to sit on my chair because it will be fine. I don't know what the problem is. Mark, you were right. It was a bit rubbish, wasn't it? You see, it didn't matter how much I believed I could sit on the chair wouldn't hold my weight. It wasn't made well enough to hold my weight, was it? And you know, there are so many things we can believe, but just because we believe them doesn't mean they will hold our weight. Some people say, you know, it doesn't matter, you can do anything as long as you believe in it, hard enough. You know, lots of people say that, but actually it's not true. Because by ourselves, there are all sorts of things we can't do. Some people say it doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you believe it truly and sincerely, it doesn't matter. But that's not true either. Believing my chair would hold my weight didn't work, did it? Some things are true, and some things are not. So it's not just a matter of faith. The question is, faith in what, isn't it? Faith in who? Who do we believe in? What do we believe? And the important thing about all these people that we've seen this week is that they all had faith, and all the people in Hebrews 11, they all had faith in God, didn't they? They had faith that God would rescue them. They had faith in what God had said. They didn't make it up themselves. It's what God had said to them. And they believed that was true. And so we too are called to have faith in God's word, the Bible, what he said here, which is full of promises. And the greatest promise of all is about God's Son. And we're called to have faith in God's Son, Jesus. We heard about him on Friday night, didn't we? The only real superhero, Jesus, the Saviour. And so we have faith in God's word. We have faith in God's Son. There's a verse in the Bible that says this. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, in other words, you're saying that Jesus is God, first of all, that he's God and nothing less, and you're also saying that he is your Lord, he is your master, and that you will follow him, and that God raised him from the dead. And if you believe that God raised him from the dead, you first of all have to believe that he died. And he died, like the Bible says, for our sin. And then that God has raised him to life, so that he is alive today. We don't have faith in someone who is dead. We have faith in someone who is alive today. And it is because he is alive that we can have new life in Jesus. We can be saved. And you know, unlike my chair, and unlike so many things that we're tempted to put our faith in, Jesus can bear our weight. Jesus can bear our weight like nobody else can. And that is an amazing thing. He really can. He's shown it. You know, he came to live among us, and he had love and compassion for people around him. He lived a perfect life. He died for us. He showed he had power to defeat death by rising again, that intruder, death the intruder that Mark talked about on Friday night. He has been defeated because Jesus has been raised from the dead. And Jesus can bear our weight. And faith in Jesus means not relying on ourselves to save ourselves, not on how good we are or how respectable we are or how clever we are. It's relying on Jesus. He's done it all, and he's alive, and he loves you, and he wants the absolute best for you. And he knows much better than you do what that best is. He knows how we should live, and he calls us to put our trust in him, to believe God's words and promises, and to follow him. So that's a challenge for us all today, isn't it? Are we going to put our weight on things that are just not going to bear that weight? Or are we going to put all our weight on Jesus and trust him and follow him? You know, there was once a house and it was on fire. It was a terrible thing, a terrible, terrible fire. And there was a little boy trapped inside that house. He was in the upstairs bit. He was looking out the window. He was the only person in the house. His dad, for whatever reason, was outside. But there was billows of smoke everywhere. And the little boy looked out the window and all he could see was smoke. All he could see was smoke. And then he heard this voice call out of the smoke. He said, "Come on, son, jump. I'll catch you." He recognized the voice. It was his dad's voice. "You jump, I'll catch you." But the little boy, he just could see smoke. He could just see smoke. He couldn't see his dad anyway. So he calls out, said, "Dad, I can't see you." And his father called back, "That doesn't matter, son, because I can see you." You know, there's all sorts of things that we're unclear about in life. We have all sorts of doubts, all sorts of things we'd like to be sure about, but we can't be sure about. And sometimes those things stop us leaning with all our weight on Jesus, because we can't quite see clearly enough. But God says to us, it doesn't matter if you can't see clearly, I can see you. And he calls us to jump. And he will catch us. He will bear our weight. Because Jesus is awesome. He is the one true superhero. He's proved it. And now he's calling you to follow him with all you've got. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you that he's made everything well, not like my rubbish chair. He made this world so well, and he has made us well. And thank you that when we started to spoil ourselves by going our own way and rebelling against you, Jesus has come and remade everything well through his death and being raised to life. He can remake us and this whole world. And we praise you for that. Father, thank you that we can trust Jesus. When we can't even trust ourselves, we can trust Jesus. I pray that you'll help each one of us to put our weight on him and trust him.